when I was in the bus stop in Newmarket a few weeks ago, I saw something that you would absolutely love.
A bus?
No, it's food.
Oh, okay. Pickles.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, they were selling pickles at the bus stop.
Were they like nice, ice cold,
nope.
Crunchy?
They sold. Okay, so here's how they presented. They were sold on. They were on a box on top of the counter.
Hmm.
And the way they were sold, they were sold in like individually per bag in a bag. There'd
oh,
be one
yeah.
in a bag. But
oh, that sounds good.
They also sell it with all the pickle juice
yeah.
in that bag.
That's awesome.
Yeah, sounds good, doesn't it?
It's like bagging a goldfish and taking it home from the pet store, but yeah. It's going right into your mouth.
So it's exactly something that you would love. But yes. The thing is, you got to remember here, they're selling it at a bus stop, so they're expecting you to eat it on the bus.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you're pickled and you're left with a baggie of pickle juice.
That must have been a very wet floor that day for that driver.
I didn't order pickle. Oh. I'm not going to order bus stop pickles.
I mean, were they like reputable? Do they have the pickle selling license from the government?
No, it looked like they were in nuclear green pickle juice.
That does sound tasty still. I'd still go for it.
Well, I'll buy you one next time I come up.
Stick it in the freezer and then I'll have picklesicles. That would be good.
Would you actually?
I would anything.
Would you actually pickle sickle?
I would accidentally the whole thing probably.
God damn, that's like I don't know how you can do that. You eat peanut butter and pickles.
That's very easy to imagine that people would do that.
Well, for you, that someone that actually had been to the depths and returned alive to eat that, like you know what it's like, but I'm not touching that.
It's very good.
So okay, can I mind if okay. I'm just going to interview about this. What intentionally made you want to meld pickles and peanut butter together?
Well, obviously, I hadn't heard about it myself. Usually, most of my original creations come across from laziness or lack of ingredients. This, I had heard, was good. And I really enjoy pickles because they're salty and crunchy. And I really enjoy peanut butter because it's sweet and buttery. And you know what? Sometimes I enjoy crunchy peanut butter. So if you take it one step further, imagine the crunchy peanut butter was just super tangy and salty and delicious. And also sweet. And it's really like, you know, when you work for someone, you want to be the guy that fills the weaknesses in their life. And these ingredients fill the weaknesses of each other.
That's still, I don't know.
It's and crunchy, it's sweet, it's tangy, it's salty, it's delicious.
So why not just put the pickle juice with peanut butter?
No, I don't want the juice.
You just want the pickle.
I want the crunch.
So why don't they do crunchy peanut butter, but with pickle bits inside it?
Well, they can do that, because the pickle's got to be cold, you know? It's like, you know at Subway, you know what Subway, when you toast the subs and the meat and the cheese, but they put the lettuce on after you've toasted it?
Mm-hmm,
same
mm-hmm.
thing.
You can also do that if you get a tuna sandwich. You can... They won't put the tuna in the microwave.
I hate tuna, though, so I don't want to talk about this.
Why? You eat sushi, though.
I don't eat tuna sushi.
You don't eat... What kind of sushi do you eat?
Everything other than tuna.
Yeah, it's eel?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Tuna smells so bad.
Okay. Welcome to the Beard and Tie podcast.
This episode, cooking.
Episode 16, cooking.
Wow, we're already at 16?
Cooking special. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, 16. How many weeks has that been?
16 weeks.
Four. It's been, no, four. How many months, doy?
It'd be four if we did our math.
Four. Yeah, so 4 months.
Wow.
I can't believe
if you were pregnant, I'd start being able to see your belly.
I know. Man, I can't believe that. It's already been 4 months. Feels like just yesterday when we started it.
So yesterday, I'm just a bird that's already flown away.
Yesterday,
oh, that...
all my troubles seem so far away.
You're right, your song's better.
Yeah, damn straight, baby. Okay, so what's in the news, Andrew? What have you been doing? What have you been doing lately?
I was on set gripping all week, so I didn't really have much time to catch up on the old entertainment industry.
Well, it's something you should say because you were directly working in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, that is ironic, you're right.
But it is kind of exciting because you had a Allison Brie from Community.
And Mad Men.
And Mad Men.
And other things.
And
other
things.
For those of you that enjoy the U.S. television show Shameless, Justin Chatwin is also on set.
Mm.
And he's a character from that show. And, yeah, that's about it. I didn't really hang out with the actors or anything. I just ate the free food and did the hard work.
That's really all that matters when you're on set, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds good. Any video games, movies that you saw, music, concerts that you saw, books you read?
I would try and catch up on a couple episodes of Game of Thrones, about halfway through season two. Great
show.
Don't
spoil.
Hey, spoil. Someone dies. Everyone dies. Been playing Animal Crossing a lot.
Yes. Shall we make a return to talking about Animal Crossing?
Yeah, sure.
Because we talked a lot about it last week, and we had too much to talk about that we were going to save it for next week.
Well, I guess I'm kind of in a bad habit now of, like, before I was, you know, going on the island at night, catching the beetles, making the big bucks. But now I don't have much time, so basically I'll turn it on once a day, go look in all the stores, buy all the new stuff, check on all the events, and then just turn it off without saving any money. Because there's that rock that you can hit every day to make the money you need, right? So
No, you can do that twice a day, can't you?
No, the other rock, there's two rocks. One has got the ore and the jewels and stuff inside,
right.
And the other rock has the cha-ching.
So you got to tell me what the best way to make money is. Because I caught a whale shark today.
You better have given it to the museum.
I did.
Good.
I've given everything to the museum.
That's awesome, man.
I caught like fucking 20... sunfish, and I have one swimming around in my house.
Nice.
I have nothing in my house.
Yeah, what's up with that, man?
Have you visited it yet?
Yeah, it's this fucking barren wasteland.
I have all of my interesting stuff is in my storage.
Yeah, I know
all
mean.
My Nintendo
yeah.
stuff, and so I'm waiting till I get a basement so I can put it there and have a man cave like Reggie.
Yeah, Reggie's got an awesome man cave. His body was ready.
Yes. Reggie, for those of you who don't know, Reggie Fils-Aimé is the president of Nintendo of America.
He's also a hand model.
Mm-hmm. He's a very gorgeous man.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say gorgeous, he's a very bulky man.
He's got a good body and a weird face.
I'd say just looking at he looks powerful.
Yeah.
He looks like he could be a fighter
He likes using his hands a lot, and probably not just verbally. He can probably one-punch most people in the company.
He likes using his hands a lot, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no. My house is waiting for a bit more of a unified look, just because all my fish are on the ground floor.
I think it's very unified. Yours is like a millionaire's house, where you have like your shark tanks around.
Yeah, I want those in the basement, though. Like I want a little basement aquarium or something, so I need to get my basement first.
You basically have to move into the museum.
Yeah, except I don't want the bugs in the house. I've only got two. I think I have a praying mantis and an emperor butterfly.
Why those two?
Praying mantis is my favorite insect, an emperor butterfly is a pretty butterfly, and blue is my favorite color, and it's blue.
It's an emperor. You love emperors, too.
Yes.
You like their new grooves and...
Kuzco. Yeah, Emperor's New Groove was good. I think, in a way, it's an underrated film.
I liked it, too.
It's not an established Disney classic, but I still feel like it was on the cusp of that 90s renaissance.
David Spade and Patrick Warburton.
And John Goodman.
Okay, we can't forget him.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. I like that scene where Patrick Warburton is stealing the Emperor, and he's just running through the city and creating his own sound effects, and he just... freezes still doing like all these arrows are pointing at him.
I like every scene in that movie. They're all something funny about him or heartbreaking or touching.
If you haven't noticed so far, this is our Emperor's New Groove spoiler cast. So I hope you watch the movie first before listening.
Spoiler alert, if you're above the age of like 14 and enjoyed the Emperor's New Groove, watch Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. They're very similar.
Same director?
No, but a lot
Same
of
writer?
Similar techniques where, like, they'll, you know, have a lot of asides, like Danny does throughout the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that movie. It's funny.
I like those movies.
I haven't seen it in, like, 20 years, though. Like, he's a man.
20 years?
He becomes a llama. Woo!
I came to a flea and put him in a box, and I'm going to put that box into another box, and I'm going to smash it with a hammer.
It's good.
It is great.
Can you say that's, like, a... That film takes place in the same universe as Road to El Dorado.
That's interesting.
So, like, I know that one is supposed to be... Wasn't one supposed to be Mayan, the other supposed to be Aztec?
That's a thing, like, things like, there's a lot of DreamWorks films.
But stylistically, it's very similar.
Yeah. You want these films all to take place in the same universe, but El Dorado wasn't made by Disney, it was made by DreamWorks. And a lot of DreamWorks films are very similar to the Pixar ones, too. And there'll never be any crossovers because they're different companies.
It's unfortunate, unless Disney becomes powerful enough to buy out
DreamWorks. And then there's that one, remember Anastasia? That was actually made by Fox Animation. It's like their only successful movie, but... Again, that's quality enough to seem like a Disney film, too.
It's weird, because like, there's so many of these gems. Animation studios that like don't have any... Like, that movie Epic. Like, ugh.
That's DreamWorks.
That's DreamWorks?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Turbo was DreamWorks. They're both about snails. Like, why do we need two snails?
They're not both about snails.
Yes, they're both about snails.
One is about snails. The other one has snails in it.
That's still about snails.
No, it's not.
Colin Farrell plays a snail. How can you not say that that's the main character?
That's Colin Farrell?
I think Colin Farrell's in it, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Jeez.
But seriously, why do we need so many movies about snails?
It's probably this one guy in DreamWorks just throwing all the money at these things, and
he likes snails.
He probably goes home and curls up in a sleeping bag and gets himself all slimy, and then just crawls across his kitchen floor.
Oh. Just covers himself in Nickelodeon gack.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord. Speaking of...
Snails?
Snails. Something about snails. Okay, let's go back to Animal Crossing, because there was one very touching moment to me.
Oh,
and
yeah?
And it probably meant more to you. It's when you catch an octopus... He says, you can hear about it on my podcast.
That was so weird.
So here, you're going to hear all about it on my podcast. I went to the island, I got my wetsuit on, and I swam out into the water, and I saw the dark spot moving around, and I dove into it, and I picked up an octopus.
Now, first of all, I want to let everyone know that's the only animal that's outside of my aquarium. It's in my room.
Yes, I saw that.
But the jokes in that are usually witty. I don't get it. Podcast?
Cephalopod.
That can't be the joke. Yeah. That's way too witty. No, because then they would say that about it.
Then why would it?
Cephalopod. No, that can't be the joke. I mean, it does make sense if that is the joke, but that's way too out there.
Why? You know, that has so many bad puns.
But that's like too bad. Because it's not even like, it's only using the end of the word, and like half the animals in that game end in pod.
Okay, so give me a better pun that involves octopus.
I
guess I wasn't an octopussy.
I've never seen that. I want to see that.
Okay.
Okay, so now the competition is think of the best octopus pun.
Yes.
Like, woo, you caught an octopus. Don't get tentacle raped.
No, okay. Okay, maybe we should say this has to be, okay, something to be in an E-rated game.
Yes.
So both of ours won't count. I caught an octopus. Took me less than, took me 2 hours.
Hey, that's the winner. I'm not even going to try and top that.
Yes, you can. You're the octopus expert, you should know.
Yeah, well what, they are smart.
They have beaks.
And they got beaks. And they can grow their limbs back and change their color and shape. And
don't they have, like, 20 hearts?
3.
Mm-hmm.
They got blue blood. They fornicate with their tentacles. And
So those Japanese hentai, those are like, autobiographical, aren't they?
Autobiographical? Is that the right word to use?
Because octopuses, they have all those arms. They can write 8 scripts at once.
Well, the one tentacle also doubles as a penis, basically.
Okay.
And that's got nothing to do with...
So, wait. So, does an octopus have 8 penises?
No, only one of the arms. I think it's like the one on the left is also doubles as a sexual organ.
What do you mean the one on the left? Where is this left?
It's like, you know, it's got like 2 main tentacles, I guess, and the one on the left is the... dick one.
Okay. Okay. Now, when you said that they can't regrow their tentacle.
They can.
They can.
Yeah.
So he can regrow his junk?
Yes. It's not...
Wow. Fascinating.
But he can't grow more than one. It's like, it's not like an earthworm where if you cut him in half. And that's not even true either. You cut an earthworm in half, one end dies.
So what? Who was the genius that was writing all these children's television shows that was coming up with the fact that you can cut an earthworm in two? And
I think it was more like school playground, like rumor mill. You know, like probably what they said is you cut it in half and it'll still be okay. And then kids took that as both halves will be okay.
No, because I directly remember hearing something that if you cut a worm in half, then you have two worms.
You know, no,
maybe because somebody saw one side was still squirming.
Well, yeah, that would make sense. Or they're talking about gummy worms. Or maybe it was like Bill Nye saying this. Was he saying like you may have breathed the same air a dinosaur breathed 1,000 years ago? And if you don't think that is the tightest shit, get out of my face. I love that quote.
Oh, Bill Nye.
He didn't say that.
Okay. We're just talking about image macros. Yeah. White text.
Something like that.
Okay. Okay, good to know.
You know there's three octopuses...
Octopi.
They're both correct. You can get in the village. Like, they had Marina from before, and then they got two other dude ones that you can live with in Animal Crossing. Man, it was so perfect. In Wild World, I had my little octopus girl, Marina, right to the left house. Like, we were neighbors and lovers, and we got to get that back.
And that's why you like octopi so much.
Why?
Because he was your neighbor in Animal Crossing?
No, I liked her so much because she was an octopus. I guess that makes me a racist. Okay. I'm trying to kick out the squirrel and the pink gorilla from my town. I hit them on the head with nets until they get angry, and I'm hoping they'll leave.
Oh, I did. Okay, I did. Like, I didn't know that because New Leaf is my first Animal Crossing game, so I'm still learning how the nuances work. I have three fucking frogs that live in my house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what am I?
I got one.
Like, there's one guy named Croak. And I like him because his house actually looks like he's like some kind of ninja, and his house has like ninja swords in it, and that bamboo, that fountain that goes,
yeah,
the water fills and it spills out, and then it goes back up again.
Yeah,
He's cool, but fuck Puddles.
What's wrong with Puddles, man? Is she a girl?
No, I don't like Puddles. And the frogs look so weird.
They do look weird.
They don't look like actual frogs.
And it's so weird too, like when you catch an octopus or a frog, and then they're also a villager. I wish they wouldn't do that, actually. Like in Arthur, how they have dogs.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like how Pluto is a dog, but Goofy is also a dog.
Man,
maybe
Pluto's
more...
like Goofy's like demented, like underdeveloped sibling thing.
So really, this is all Walt Disney's fault for lowering the standard.
You know what? I think that we can give Walt Disney more attribution to being a good man than a bad one. I think he did a lot of good shit with his money, didn't he?
I don't know if he gave to charity.
I don't know either.
Mm-hmm.
But he made a lot of people happy.
He did. I think that's... He made my dad sad.
Why is that?
Because he died.
Your dad remembers where he was when Walt Disney died?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah,
how
he
old
told
was he?
Me. What?
No, how old was your dad? Like,
He was still a kid.
Jeez. I guess that would be pretty hard for a kid to hear.
Yeah. Saying the man that created Mickey Mouse is dead.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what the cultural... I guess like when George Lucas dies, that would be pretty hard for me.
Yeah, I think he's made more... Actually, I think he's made more bad movies than good movies.
I wouldn't say that. I'd say he made three really bad movies, and the rest of them are pretty good.
So what are the rest of them?
Didn't he do American Graffiti? That was good. THX 1138.
So, THX... Okay, feature length.
Okay.
There was American Graffiti, Star Wars Episode 4.
Well, 5.
He didn't direct those.
He was so... He wrote them. He was basically the director shadowing guy. If he wasn't on set, those movies would be so different.
All right.
There's not even a word for what he did. Consultant, I guess? The reason Empire Strikes Back is so good isn't exclusively because of Irvin Kershner, or whatever his name is. It's... George Lucas had everything to do with it.
Okay. I like this when you open my eyes to everything that I once thought false.
Well, you open my eyes too. About tuna.
Open your eyes, I see. Your eyes are open. When no disguise for me. Come into the open.
You know the words.
Yeah. Do you know how many times I played that game?
Yeah, I played it quite a bit too. But sometimes I play it on mute, though. I just get so sick of it.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Anyway, it's Pride too, so that's, I guess that song fits in
quite well. Oh, yeah. They should have been blasting that.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird seeing. We saw This Is the End today.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm thinking about it now.
Wait, should we put up a spoiler tag?
Yeah, we should.
Okay,
spoilers.
So spoiler for This Is the End. Like, come back in 10, 15 minutes?
Just call it 10.
10 minutes, okay.
Anyway, so, first of all, remember how the apocalypse was supposed to happen last year? They had 2012 and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So they should have released the movie last year, I feel.
Well, I think that's what that's probably what they wanted to do, but...
Yeah. And then
I think...
It was also dated, too, because they had, like, Gangnam Style in the movie. And, like...
It's not too... Because, like, you have to remember that. They probably want a Gangnam Style. They were probably still filming as Gangnam Style
was still big. Yeah, that's kind of dates it, though, right? It was still big, so if they released
that's
it
true.
Last year...
They also had Backstreet Boys, and that was the best part of the movie.
Yeah.
So, where's
it was
your god?
It was like I thought they was doing, like, an Iron Man 3 move and playing, like, this amazing 90s song that to get people in a good mood, but then I guess it was, in a way, a plot device.
Yeah. But I'll admit, but that's still my favorite part of Iron Man 3 was... Blue Baba Bee Baba Ba.
Oh, that was such an epic opening.
So good. They did. I wish they did it more. Can I tell you what I was really disappointed with? This is the End.
What's that?
Okay, first, This Is the End. Google it. It's Seth Rogen, Jay Baruchel, Jonah Hill, and all those wacky guys in the apocalypse. In case you don't know, if you're just like trapped in your basement, don't have anything else but this podcast to go on. So my one disappointment was they keep referencing everybody else's movies.
Mm-hmm.
They not once did they reference Popular Mechanics for Kids.
That's
what I wanted the most. Like going in, I'm like, oh god, I hope like it's only gonna mean something to the Canadian kids in the audience. But I mean, Canadian our age.
At least he was wearing a Montreal Canadiens hat at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it,
I just wanted Popular Mechanics for Kids to be referenced once.
You know what? He was really annoying in that movie, Jay Baruchel.
In that movie?
Yeah.
I liked it because it was his movie, and it was like him having the spotlight for once.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I mean, the last time he had the spotlight was Sorcerer's Apprentice, so this was good for him.
Yeah.
But I just found his character, if you can call that, kind of obnoxious.
Mm.
I mean, they were all really unlikable, to be honest with you. And I guess maybe that's the point of the movie.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I liked him in that movie.
Okay.
I liked it about him.
One second.
Okay.
Are we getting a live phone call, which I'm about to end?
First time ever?
We're doing a podcast. I'm going to have to call you back. Bye.
You gotta put the speaker onto your microphone so we can hear everything.
All that I heard was, okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Mom. Call you back soon. Don't know how I feel about that movie. I guess it wasn't as funny as I thought it would be.
I thought it was funny enough.
It was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think it relied too much on like the gimmick that they're supposed to be themselves.
Yeah, definitely.
And they're just like these crazy assholes.
If they were actors that we didn't know or anything, then it wouldn't be nearly as funny.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But it was all right.
Hmm. I was laughing the entire time.
I still prefer 21 Jump Street.
Jonah Hill's opus.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Probably in the best shape of his life in that movie. And Channing Tatum was in it for more than the 5-second amazing cameo. Yeah.
Channing Tatum. Oh, God. I can't believe I said it. Like that, there's a lot, like, just, like, they do, I like that one scene with Jonah Hill, like, again, this is spoiler cast, but they use rape as a comedic element in that movie.
Mm.
I don't know how I felt about that.
Yeah, it was really weird how evil they made people like Jonah Hill in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Literally evil.
Yeah, literally, yeah. Spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
I still wish Bill Murray was in it. I thought when they were going to go over to that house, it would be someone else famous living in it.
Yeah, that's true, because they was living in...
LA.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I totally thought this was going to be a repeat of Zombieland and that it was going to be Bill Murray, but nope.
Yeah.
That's all right.
And they could even went, oh, this was just like in Zombieland. But that's another thing. That's the problem I had with it, is that they keep relying on bashing each other's movies.
Yeah.
And that was about it. Like, that's where all the jokes come from.
Spider-Man 3, it was funny to be reminded that happened.
Yeah, but it's funny. And I like how they have the sequel to Pineapple
Express.
That
was a funny part. And I think that Jonah Hill's Woody Harrelson is funnier than Woody Harrelson actually being in it. He's one of the people. Like, yeah, there's a couple of funny parts like that were, like, really enjoyable sequences. But, you know, like, it was being really weird towards the end, getting really all dramatic and epic and shit.
Mm-hmm. And but, like, but it was nice because Jay and Seth learned something.
Yes.
And Craig Robinson could be with them.
And that's nice to have Craig there.
Mm-hmm.
And then James Franco's just a huge dick.
Mm-hmm. And Jonah Hill is an asshole. And
yeah.
Danny McBride is also...
King of the Underworld.
Yeah.
He was funny in that.
And Michael Cera. I think Michael Cera could be the best part
yeah, of that movie. That was nuts, eh?
Mm-hmm.
He's so funny. So unsettling.
Like, I can't believe he actually... Because, like, when you think of Michael Cera, you think of, like, this... You think that always George Michael. Because
Even
George Michael, as he is now, he looks exactly the same, but with less of a chin
in
the new Arrested Development. So he's always... And, like, he will never not be... The only time that he really went away from being Michael Cera was... in Scott Pilgrim.
Mm-hmm.
But he was still, because he was an asshole in that movie, but he was still Michael Cera.
Yeah.
Kind of. So just to see Michael Cera's ass in that movie.
Oh my God. So weird. So creepy.
Like, I can't, I honestly never would have thought he would have been in a scene like that.
I think it's awesome that he did that. It's going to open doors for him.
Yeah. Oh man,
worth seeing.
Yes, I'd give it a, if you're in the mood for like a really dumb, stupid dick joke, rape joke movie, then go for This Is the End.
I would say the same, and I probably won't watch it for a long time now, but wouldn't mind revisiting it in a year or so and seeing how it holds up.
I really should see 21 Jump Street since
you haven't seen it yet.
Is Johnny Depp in it?
Would you not watch it if he was not in it? I don't know what to say.
No, because in the original 21 Jump Street, Johnny Depp was... I believe Johnny Depp was in it.
They don't really reference the original too much.
Mm. I guess the original wasn't a comedy either.
No. So that's... It's such a weird...
Yeah.
Why would they reboot it and make it into a comedy?
Because people like comedy.
It's really amazing.
What do people love more than anything?
Comedy?
Comedy.
Breakfast.
Yeah. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia taught me that.
Well, that's a good lesson.
Okay, now, another movie that we saw recently. That's the Batman theme. I don't really remember how the original
That sounded like the X-Men theme.
But Batman goes... No, fuck you. You made me think of the X-Men theme. Shit. So that's Batman.
What?
And X-Men goes...
Oh my God, you're so fucked up.
Why would you do this?
That's not even the Batman thing that you're humming.
You're like that friend that I had that told me that Beck was saying the N-word in one of his songs, and now that's all I hear.
No, it's Batman, terrible. Doesn't that go do-do-do-do-do? Isn't that how it goes? In the old ones? That's not even how Mega Man... Fuck it. What were you saying about Man of Steel?
So we both saw Man of Steel. And let's talk about that in a little bit. But before we go, let's talk about the trailers that we saw.
Okay.
Did you see 302?
No, I didn't see that trailer.
Oh, because that looks so good.
Oh, really?
Zack Snyder's not doing it.
Oh, good.
Did you like 300?
It was all right.
Okay. Well, I thought it was a fantastic piece of cinema.
Okay.
And I like what I really like what they're doing, because it looks like they're opting to go for a more blue color scheme than that.
Oh, thank God.
than a yellowish and red in the original.
Why does that sell the movie for you?
Because it looks cool.
There's plenty of movies with a blue color scheme out there.
But this is even better because it's more blue.
Go see Tron Legacy.
I have, and it's beautiful.
And blue.
I'll play the Kingdom Hearts
this
version of it.
This is the story of a little blue guy and a little blue computer.
Anyway, I'm also a little upset that they didn't call it 302.
This isn't 101 Dalmatians. You can't just make puns like that.
102 Dalmatians?
Yeah.
And then you have that 103 Dalmatians with the pure white Dalmatian.
No, that was 102 Dalmatians.
That what?
They never made a third one.
That's
they had the live action one.
That's right, because that was live action.
Yeah.
And then
those
the cartoon
yeah.
had its own animated series.
I remember
there was
that.
Only like 6 Dalmatians, but they lived on a farm.
And the original is from the 60s, the movie, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. It's aged well.
Yeah. A lot of cartoons age well.
Yeah.
It's like Wind Waker, like playing again, it still looks good. Oh, you were singing the song on the great when you're on the great sea.
Yep. Actually, that particular version was the trailer for the game.
I love that game so much. I'm so excited to play that.
Who's gonna get a Wii U first, me or you?
I don't know because I've been playing a lot of Rayman Origins lately with Jen, and goddamn, that game is good. Like, it's really good, so it's got me...
As good as Rayman 2, The Great Escape?
I thought that was Rayman 3.
No, Rayman 3 is Hoodlum Havoc.
So what was the 3DS version?
That was Rayman 2, The Great Escape.
Okay.
Yeah, they've released it in every Nintendo system that comes out.
Then how come it's not on the Wii U?
It's probably on the Virtual Console.
That's what I like about Ubisoft, is that they support everybody. The only third-party developer that'll support the Wii U, but at the same time, I only want to buy Ubisoft games.
Mm.
So that's not such a bad thing.
They used to be one of my favorite developers, and they still do put out a lot of good stuff, actually.
But you haven't played... Assassin's Creed is their biggest thing, and you haven't really touched that.
Yeah, all. I've only played it for a bit. I don't know, I just don't like that kind of game, I guess.
Mm. What about... So Watch
Dogs? The exception, I guess, is that I really like Infamous. Thought that was really a lot of fun.
That's not Ubisoft.
I know, but it's a type of game.
Okay.
Know, sandbox and all that jazz.
Mm-hmm. I guess the parkour is more intuitive in Infamous because you're actually doing.
Do you see that cute little post on Imgur about this guy has grandparents and they're in love with Italy and Venice and stuff?
Oh yeah,
and they've always wanted to visit and. He turns on Assassin's Creed for them and lets them play it, and like for an hour they're just boating around Venice.
That's adorable.
So cute.
Until the guard recognizes that it's Ezio, and then they have to kill everybody.
Oh, what do we do?
But talking about Rayman,
Raving.
Which one's the one with the pirate ship?
That's Rayman 2.
Rayman 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I remember seeing a post on Reddit or something where a guy was like, so when I was a kid, my friend had Rayman 2, but I didn't remember what it was called. I just remember what the box art looked. So when I asked my mom for it for my birthday, I described that the cover was a guy with his arms and legs and head detached from his body with a explosion in the background.
That is what it is. You know the funniest part? About that game, okay, there's a million funny parts. It's called The Great Escape, and the cover is him running away from this exploding ship. The Great Escape happens in the first 30 seconds of gameplay, and it's not that great, and that's it. We never reference this escape ever again.
That's funny.
It's so stupid. What they call the game that. They could have called it, like, you know, Pirate Panic or something, because that's what it's all fucking about. But no, it's The Great Escape.
Yeah. Anyway, that looks like so Rayman Origins is... awesome. Like, I'm sorry I ever doubted you and your love for Rayman.
I don't know if I love it that much, actually.
I thought Rayman 2... You say Rayman 2 is one of your favorite games.
Yeah, it's... You know, it just pisses me off that they're going to keep releasing that game for every fucking system until the end of time. It used to be this special and amazing thing on the N64, and that was my thing. And now anywhere I go, like, it was the first game I got for the DS, the first game I got for the 3DS, which is a great version, though. I'm just so sick of seeing this game pop up everywhere. It's becoming like a joke.
Don't worry about it.
And I was really, really, really pumped. Remember the old Rayman trailers for the Wii. Like, it was looked like a platformer.
Rayman Raving Rabbids?
Yeah. It
I didn't even touch Raving Rabbids.
It's not a Rayman game at all.
It's just rabbits.
It's just a party game. And, like, you can walk around the fucking Coliseum, I guess, as Rayman, and that's it. And I'm glad that they've separated that now. But originally, it was going to be another platformer with another invasive species kind of thing.
Wait, so the rabbids aren't even a Rayman thing?
Not anymore, they're not. They've branched out. It's just a Raving Rabbids series
now. But, I mean, like, in the first three games, were they all...
They were not... Yeah, the first time we see the rabbids is in Raving Rabbids.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah. I think I heard what happened was, like, they were trying a lot of cool things, and eventually they thought it would make more money if they just made it a party game full of
to show off the Wiimote, yeah. Thankfully, yeah. It paid off for them.
Paid off for them, but we lost.
Which is probably why they went back to the original one.
Yeah, but now we've lost this great 3D platformer Rayman game that we'll never see again. All we have from it is trailer footage.
I think we'll see some. Like, Rayman's coming back.
Yeah, thanks to Origins and stuff. But then that means they're going to keep going in the platformer 2D direction.
But it's still so good.
Yeah, it's still good. It's just like, not the Rayman I prefer. It's like, you know, Metroid's a great series, but I will always prefer Retro Studios' 3D Metroid more than the side-scrollers. I'm the same way with Rayman. I've always enjoyed the 3D platforms more. Hoodlum Havoc was pretty good, actually.
Hmm. Anyway. So that's... So long story short, that's why I'm very excited for a Wii U. Because...
Wind Waker and Rayman.
Wind Waker and Rayman. Games that I could play on other systems. I'm sorry I'm falling into this. I'm sorry I ever doubted you on your plan for Earthbound and Deus Ex. And
I don't even know what to do about Deus Ex anymore since it's coming for the PS3.
You never asked for this.
Yeah, it just would have made my decision so much simpler if it was just coming out in the one system.
That?
Yeah, it would have.
Okay. So, Man of Steel time?
Da, 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 da.
Oh, that's another thing. Did you see the trailer for Pacific Rim at all?
We are capturing the apocalypse. Yeah, I did.
How do you feel about that movie?
Neon Genesis Evangelion.
I know, right? That's what I was always thinking.
Yeah, it's... I don't know.
But, no, really?
It doesn't look really intelligent or anything. It just looks like it's going to be a standard blockbuster action fare. And I don't know. It doesn't seem like there's too much cool to do with the story, but maybe they're just trying to simplify it for the trailers.
But Charlie Day is in it.
Charlie Day's and other things, too.
Okay. Like 100 episodes of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Idris Elba is in it, and he's in Thor.
I'm cautiously optimistic for that movie.
Well, I'll let you see it, and then you can tell me how it is. Mm-hmm.
Because it can go, like, one of two ways. Actually, one of three ways.
Please, elaborate.
It's terrible, and it flops. It's amazing, and it flops. Or it's
terrible and it does
kind
well.
Of in the middle and makes a lot of money.
There's infinite options financially and critically for this film. It'd be cool if it was good.
I really hope it has.
It would be nice
good.
If all movies that came out were good, but they're not.
Mm-hmm. And I have, but I really am scared that it's going to have the same problem that the movie John Carter did, where it was so expensive to make, but it made nothing.
John Carter's problem was that it was too serious for kids, too stupid for adults.
That's what Pacific Rim looks like.
Hopefully not, but
and it's going up against Grown Ups 2, which all of Wyoming is going to see.
Wyoming?
Yeah, Middle America.
Okay, I think the people in Wyoming Omaha. Are very offended. Omaha, it's better here.
Somewhere, Middle America. I don't know how that song goes.
That's all
Counting
right.
Crows.
Good effort.
Okay, thank you.
So Man of Steel time?
Man of Steel time. So let's put another spoiler up. We're probably going to be talking about this a lot more than this is the end. So
can we keep it to 15 minutes just so I don't have to think about that movie too much?
Okay, so why did you hate it so much? Because I thought it was really good.
Wait, what?
It wasn't what I was like hoping that would be. Like, it wasn't the most amazing thing. But I thought it was pretty good for what it was.
It'll probably be easier if you tell me what you liked about it.
All the Zack Snyder parts. And when I say Zack Snyder parts, I mean like directly where they let Zack Snyder just go nuts with whatever he wanted to. Because like that, and it shows, like his influence shows when, it starts to show when Kal-El passes out and General Zod is talking to him in the dream. And he's just in a field of Kansas and like the skulls pour up. Like, that is totally...
Very Sucker Punch.
Yeah, it's not just that, but it's also Watchmen and 300. It's, like, totally him. And, because, like, we know that Christopher Nolan wrote the scripts for Man of Steel, and...
Well, not just Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, but the other guy that did the Dark Knight Rises stuff.
Yeah, that's what hurts the most, is it's a film riddled with script problems, mm-hmm. and Chris Nolan's responsible.
Yeah, well, fuck that guy.
I just...
But, like, the action sequences are so cool. Like, when Superman is just punching Zod through the air and he goes, like, a million feet, and then Superman just goes up close and punches him again.
The action sequences in Advent Children are better than that.
Fuck you. No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Have you seen that film?
Advent Calendar.
Come on, man.
That's anime.
It doesn't matter. The choreography of the scenes, if they're flying through the air anyway, they might as well do it like they do in Advent Children, which is badass. They just felt so stupid and... Doll,
oh my
like,
God, boom, I hate boom, you boom. So much.
Hey, guess what was cool though? Fucking hot ass motherfucking lady,
Adams?
Whatever her name was.
Who?
The chick that was with Zod.
Oh yeah,
she was awesome, man. She kicked ass.
Yeah, she
kicked was like
ass.
Wesker, you know, boom, going around town.
That's also what I like. The way that the fighting works is kind of like anime, like Dragon Ball Z style, where it's just like. Going so fast and out of nowhere.
Yeah, when they did it like that, it was cool. But the thing with him and Zod was so just clunky and dumb. It was just, like, stupid brutality.
It was so cool, though. There was, like, those actions. Like, the worst part about that movie is the structure. Like, I did not like how it was... Okay, it starts on Krypton. Then it goes to Clark Kent when he's working on the freighter. Then it goes back to the past. Then it goes... forward again and back, and then he's in the Arctic, and he finds, like, there were parts where, like, time didn't transition, like, the transitions between time didn't work. It should have, like, started him as young and work his way up, save some time.
I don't think that would have done anything.
And another problem was that it moved way too fast, and there was too much exposition.
Yeah, Jesus, it moves fast.
George, like, when he sees the... Like, the memory of Jor-El for the first time, and he's, like, talking to him, and all that gray shit comes up and just displays.
Oh, that was the coolest part.
That was, visually, that was cool.
And
like,
so awesome.
Even, but, like, we already heard that story.
Yeah.
And, like, that was in the first 5 minutes, so maybe if they just took out all the Krypton parts, and that's how they did it.
Yeah, maybe they just don't have the fucking dinosaurs in the second shot, or whatever those stupid animals were. They mm-hmm. made it like Avatar. It's like, come here, my
that's
life
true.
Bird partner thing. I'm going to whistle for you, you're going to come and just...
Like, they had the wings on their legs, too.
Jeez, so stupid.
But you know what I thought would have been also cool? So the first time that human sees Zod is through the video, and he's wearing his helmet. I thought it would have been... Like, I thought it would be pretty cool. Like, don't use any of the Krypton stuff. Like, don't show any of the Krypton. Mm-hmm. Don't show Jor-El. Don't make it look like they are exactly like humans.
Yeah.
And you just see Zod walk off with his big fucking helmet, and then it just
looks like it's out of Prometheus or something.
Yeah, that's why I love the design of this stuff, because I liked Prometheus too, and it was very Prometheus.
Yeah.
But like, I had Zod just walked off his ship, and he's just wearing his big menacing helmet, and I don't know if he and Superman started fighting, and then his helmet got knocked off, and that's when like all he got that sensory overload thing going, and you just see it. He's just a regular guy.
I guess if you cast Michael Shannon to be in your movie, though, you really got to use him as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, unfortunately, wouldn't work out too well. You can't just do a whole Darth Vader thing if you're paying the guy so much.
Yeah. But I thought it would have been really cool.
It would have been.
I know that, obviously, Zod is a Kryptonian and Superman's Kryptonian, but it's just something that I thought would have been a lot cooler. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what would have saved that movie for me. I think it just moved too fast and...
If it was slowed down, maybe not even show his origin, because, like, when he's born on Krypton, like, you don't need to have that codec thing, because it's a little, it's there just to move the story forward.
I know. And you know what? Amy Adams is a fine lady and all that, but Lois Lane is so stupid in this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how they had to bring her everywhere, like, when they're bombing the terraformer, when they're like taking Superman on the ship, oh, she's got to come too. Like, mm-hmm. she's always got to be everywhere.
I really didn't like how Superman had to like talk to the army directly a lot. Like, I think he should have been like on his own or with Lois Lane more often.
And then they have that forced kiss. What's that? Ah, that was so bad.
Well, and may I add another thing? Why the fuck is Lawrence Fishburne and that wormy guy from House of Cards in this movie
wormy?
Still? Yeah. You know, because like, goes up to a hooker and says, here's $500, keep your mouth shut. And she goes to leave and he's like, wait, here's 100 more, you know what to do.
And he says it more eloquently, but...
But anyway, it gets to the point. He paid her to suck his dick.
Well, the characters are complicated in that. Have you seen all of it yet?
What and how? But anyway, like, let's not get into that. But what I want to say, like, it doesn't make sense for the little amount of time that he's in it. Like, Lawrence Fishburne shouldn't have been in it.
And you know what? The sad thing is they focus so much on the characters during the disaster sequences
and
that
like,
we're
yeah,
supposed
that,
to care about them, but we don't.
Yeah, and like that girl got cut, trapped.
Yeah, this girl who I hadn't noticed until she got trapped.
Exactly. But I have a feeling like that they shot more stuff with her.
Maybe.
And yeah, we're supposed to... And can I ask you another thing? Like the guy that he worked for the Daily Planet and he went on to CNN and say like Lois Lane knows Superman's identity. Do you think that's supposed to be Jimmy Olsen?
No, it wasn't Jimmy Olsen. Remember, it was that nerdy tech blogger guy.
Did they ever say his name?
He doesn't work for the Daily Planet, so he's probably not Olsen.
That's right.
Remember, because he had his own blog or something, and that's the reason she went to him?
True, true.
And that's like, look, oh, I'm a woman, and I'm also drinking straight whiskey. How impressive. Wow, revolutionary.
Yeah, fuck you, Chris Nolan.
So stupid.
Anyway, I enjoyed it. Like, I thought it was really slow in some parts, and the best part is like the last half.
I really did not enjoy it at all, but it was beautifully shot, and the music was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad in the movie.
Hans Zimmer.
It's so catchy. You're like in the movie, you're watching, going just because that drum line is so damn catchy.
Mm-hmm. That man's a genius. I guess you'd be happy to know that there was a guy that fell asleep in the theater when I saw it.
It wasn't that good. I'm glad that you enjoyed it, but...
And this guy was obnoxiously snoring.
Honestly, I will put it out there and say Superman Returns was better.
Fuck you. No, it's not.
Hey. Wrong! It was just as stupid, but...
I'll give you that Superman Returns has Kumar beating up Superman.
I don't even remember half of Superman Returns, but I know it was better. I know I didn't think this is bullshit as much as I did.
No.
Henry Cavill's a fine Superman. It's just a really stupid script.
Are you holding up for a sequel?
The sequel... Well, the thing they can do with the sequel would be less of the stupid action and something psychological with Lex Luthor, hopefully.
Because they do the LexCorp.
Yeah.
Trucks.
And, of course, the IHOP and the Sears.
Hey! Okay, maybe the IHOP was a bit much.
There's a lot of things in that movie that are too much. But if they do a sequel, I just hope it's a bit more intelligent and a bit more patient. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, yeah, that's for sure, because it won't be an origin anymore, so
yeah.
They can just go right into it and he can go in and fight
Brainiac.
I agree
with you. I don't think we need to see the origin. Everyone knows where Superman comes from. It would have been really just cool if we jumped right into it and assumed that we knew where Superman came from.
Mm-hmm. And that's the same problem with the last year when The Amazing Spider-Man came out. The best part about that movie was the Mirror's Edge parkour.
The best part of that movie probably was, unfortunately, the him becoming Spider-Man, but it's something we've seen a million times before.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem with these comic book movies. Yeah, so that's... So I liked Man of Steel.
And I didn't.
Fuck all the naysayers.
I thought it was getting really well reviewed, so after I saw it and I hated it, I was very happy to see that most people do as well.
Okay. Well, I'm happy that you're
It's happy. Not Oblivion, which I loved and everyone hated. Can't wait to buy that Blu-ray in August. Yeah.
Yeah, Cloud Atlas is on Blu-ray right now.
We're going to have a Cloud Atlas Oblivion viewing party. We're going to watch movies that we love and other people hate.
It's going to be like 5 hours long.
Yeah.
It's going to be so great. So great. But man, Cloud Atlas was the last movie I saw in theaters where I like, wanted to like, stand up and cheer and say, oh, Wachowskis, oh, they're so great. They're so glorious.
Oh, on my movie set, I forget what his job was. He had an ankle-length leather trench coat.
Oh, God.
And
is he like Neo?
Like, it was a cross between, like, Nazi and Neo. And he's
Neo-Nazi.
Oh, that's good. Oh, I wish I could somehow use that joke again.
It's okay. We got it recorded. You can just whip it out whenever you want to.
That's good. That's exactly what it was, a neo-Nazi. And like part of me thought like Jesus, he looked terrible. But another part was like, my God, that is an awesome quality leather trench coat. I really want it. So I didn't really know what to do.
Did you give him a choice to choose a red pill or a blue pill?
No, I knew that any joke he had heard before.
Oh, it's too bad he can't use that neo-Nazi bit on him again.
Yeah, God, where were you on set? I could have used that one.
Nah. Well, that's the beauty about this podcast is that. Once it happens, it's gone forever. It's gone into the the Wi-Fi's.
Yeah, and then we'll never be able to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of Sherlock. You've seen the BBC Sherlock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Moriarty is sending a text message and he blows it into the sky, mm-hmm. sending the signal out into space?
I like how they do some of them do text messages. Like, they do interesting ways, because I know my mom is a fan of The Good Wife, and whenever they show a scene where somebody's at the computer, they don't, like, film the computer from far away. They actually, like, just capture the footage of everything.
Oh, interesting.
So it just looks like you're watching a computer screen, which doesn't look good. Like, it just takes you out of the experience.
Yeah, that's weird.
This isn't like Noah.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
It's just...
Well, House of Cards does the same thing that we were talking about with Moriarty and Sherlock, is that they just show the text messages popping up besides the characters. Mm-hmm. That's the way it should be.
Yeah. It's cool. Yeah, because, like, text messaging is such an important part of that.
Yes.
What do you call a constipated Benedict Cumberbatch?
Poopy Dick Cumberboop?
No shit, Sherlock.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
Do you know what he used to be called in school?
What?
Bendy Dick come on her baps.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now that I thought about coming on your back.
No, on her baps.
Anyway, because I thought about coming on her back, I thought that made me think of the Shame poster, yeah. And that got me to thinking about the trailer for Don John. Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yeah, it looks like it could be good. Basically the American young version of Shame.
Looks like it could also be bad.
I don't know. Scarlett's in it, and she probably wouldn't be in something that was shit, right?
Probably, yeah.
She's in good movies, right?
She was in Iron Man 2, so...
Julianne Moore's in it. Julianne Moore's usually in good films, right?
Give me something other than A Single Man.
Children of Men, which also has a man in the title. But she was good in that for brief moments. She was amazing in The Lebowski, obviously.
Oh, that's right. She was in Big.
Do you like sex? Vagina.
So anyway, are you gonna watch Don John?
Yeah, I will. I like those sort of sex addict movies about porn, but I don't like Joseph's haircut in it. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't look like he's Italian.
Yeah, I think Scarlett's got an amazing voice in it, though. Like how they trashed her up and stuff is really cool.
Mm-hmm. But it looks... I don't know about that. Like, I thought, as I was watching it, I was thinking, this looks like the worst. This is going to be terrible. Like, this is going to be the end of JGL's...
Directing career. Since
directing, writing down. Career. Yeah, but then it showed, like, the reviews from the end of it.
Yeah, why do you think it looks bad?
I don't know. It looks like it got off to a really serious start, where he's just like... I care about my girl,
pad, my body, pad. My church, my boys, my girls, my porn.
And it's like porn, and then he says that line over and over again. It's like, oh, so here's another movie about a sex addict, a sex and porn addict. Like,
well, why is what are you saying? Like, there's another.
But then he starts a relationship with Scarlett Johansson, and she And then she catches, it does that sitcom moment where she catches him jerking it to porn, and it's like, oh, well, look at this crazy situation we got ourselves in. You're on the rad for a wacky relationship.
I think you're looking at it the wrong way.
But then the rest of it was like that, because it had Joseph Gordon-Levitt singing Good Vibrations.
It's just a good vibration!
Which, I was actually thinking about it. Like, I thought that this, like, he should be, like, that character should be played by Marky Mark. As I was watching, I thought that Don John should be played by Marky Mark Wahlberg.
That would be
then
good.
They end it with Good Vibrations.
Yeah, he'd be awesome in it.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be super different than Shame.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's
going to
be
warrants...
stupid.
No, it won't be stupid. It'll deal with complicated themes in a lighter way.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Jeez, we don't need to all cry looking at ourselves in the mirror while we jerk off, whatever Shame does, you know? Like, it can be a serious issue in a light-mannered film. I think it'll be interesting and different enough to warrant it being made.
Okay. Now I'm thinking about Premium Rush.
I didn't see that. I heard it was terrible.
You know what his motto is?
What?
I ride too fast to install brakes on my bike.
Oh, shut up.
No, it's something like that. Like, somebody asked
is
him,
it, if you ride like lightning, you're going to crash
like thunder?
Like
fuck that movie.
Fuck you. That movie is great.
You don't like Man of Steel.
No one likes Man of Steel. Ever likes Man of the Pines. Plays Man of the Pines.
Amanda Bynes. Oh, man.
Amanda Beyond the Bynes.
Amanda Beyond the Bynes.
Oh, whatever. We gotta stop this.
Beyond the Chris Pines.
Oh, stop.
I need to see Star Trek.
You don't.
I think.
Oh, you need to see it, but it's not going to be as good as you hope.
Yeah. Did we talk about this last time? But Prometheus, they're going forward with Prometheus 2.
I think we touched on it, yeah.
Yeah, but the writers, Damon Lindelof isn't going to be writing, so.
It'll obviously be better because it's just the two of them, unless they send another ship or something stupid like that. Mm-hmm. But the sad thing is, no matter how good Prometheus 2 is, Prometheus 1 will always suck. And it'll be, you know, it's always going to be one of those things where you can't like Prometheus 2 fully because the movie that came before it sucked.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Like, when there's a case of, like, The Empire Strikes Back, at least A New Hope is still an incredible film.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like A
but
New
that's
Hope
Alien.
Sucked.
But Alien is supposed to be the first film.
You can't look at it that way.
I do look at it that way. But, okay. I agree with you. Actually, I don't agree with you, because I don't think
I can think of a better comparison. I really like Star Wars Episode 3. Episodes 1 and 2 sucked. And, yeah, even though it's a prequel, it's newer. Yeah, that's kind of what you're talking about. I understand now.
Mm-hmm.
If Prometheus 2 is good, I will be okay with it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Good. But I disagree with you for the two, having just, like, the two people flying around, is that at the end of the day, this is an Alien film. And the cool thing about the original Alien was that it was a group of people stuck on a ship with an alien picking them off one by one. And the tension is just becoming stronger and stronger the longer it goes on.
You can't just do the same thing, though.
That's what made Alien so cool.
Yeah, and it would have been great if they had done that, but they didn't. And they can't just do it again.
They could if they wanted to.
They could if they wanted to. It's more like Lollipop Chainsaw. His head just floating around on the belt. What a weird comparison.
That would be pretty. I'm pretty sure David would. I'm absolutely positive that Dave, like, they do something like David's like, here's how you attach my head. But in Michael Fassbender's license, she fixes him.
Yeah, probably.
But he has, like, a scar. Like, you can see, like, the tear on his head.
Here's how you fix my head.
Yeah.
Guy Pearce was wasted in that movie.
Like, I know you like Guy Pearce.
Like, as an actor, they just completely wasted him.
Mm-hmm.
And why didn't they just get someone who's fucking old? Oh, I know why. Because they had to have him in the past. For the promos.
It's okay.
I'm just so glad that he was awesome in Iron Man 3, that he redeemed himself.
Because mm-hmm.
before that, he's in, what, Bedtime Stories with Adam Sandler? Like,
wasn't Bedtime Stories Brendan Fraser?
No. That was...
What will Brendan Fraser ever redeem himself?
He will when The Mummy 4 comes out.
Really?
That's all he's got. He was in that movie with Harrison Ford, Desperate Measures or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was bad.
Extraordinary Measures.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to see it, though. Even though I heard bad things, I still wanted
to see
it.
You do realize that's not actually Han Solo there. He's just a businessman.
Rick Deckard, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Blade Runner.
Your mind's going to be blown when you see him wearing a trench coat.
Oh, does he? Oh, you've seen it?
No, I haven't, but he might. Yeah. He's a businessman, and it rains, so...
I really wanted to see Morning Glory, because him and Jeff Goldblum are in that. What a great...
I heard it's just like him being like a complete dick to everybody.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I heard it was not very good.
Mm-hmm. I think it's on Netflix.
I wouldn't mind watching that. Jeff Goldblum being Jeff, Harrison being Grumpy, Rachel McAdams' ass is in it,
mm-hmm.
And Patrick Wilson.
And there's also a podcast host that was in that.
Well, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gary.
Which is great. Do you want to wrap this bitch up? It's been exactly an hour and 35 minutes.
Let's flag it.
An hour and 35 seconds.
Not a bad little movie, eh? We barely talk about video games. I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
It's like we're film students or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I saw two movies in 2 days.
That'll
and hopefully next time we do this, I'll be seeing Star Trek Into Darkness.
I'm seeing Monsters University tomorrow.
Oh.
I'll let you know how it is.
Yeah, because you like Monsters, Inc.
I really do, yeah. I named my Animal Crossing town after one of the characters after all.
Ooh, there's going to be a lot of kids there, so bring your 3DS.
Ooh, good call, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a 3DS long weekend for us, eh, buddy?
Mm-hmm. I've got to work tomorrow. I'm working 3 p.m. to 11 p.m.
You staying in Newmarket on Monday, too? Have a nice Canada Day barbecue?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
You watch the fireworks? I don't know what I'm doing there.
Yeah.
Everybody else is away.
Probably a lot of drinking.
No, but everybody has went up north for the weekend, but I had to stay behind to go to work.
That should be cray, man.
So I'll probably just stay in and play The Last of Us.
Oh, not Animal Crossing? Did you buy The Last of Us yet?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Is it here?
No.
I'm sorry, I'll play Deadly Premonition Director's Cut. I'll be fine. Same thing, right?
You know what I love? And that was that seeing that case, there's a quote from IGN on it. And IGN gave that game a 2 out of 10. So I just think it's so hilarious.
No, IGN UK gave it a 7, though.
Oi!
All right, then.
You
having a giggle there, mate? I'll bash your fucking head in, I swear to your mum.
Okay, yeah, we should quit this up, because we said we were.
Let's wrap this bitch up.
My name's Gareth Stirrup.
Wrapped in plastic. Andrew Rook.
Okay, remember, follow me on Twitter.
Sergeant Sound Revolver.
Sergeant Sound Revolver. Actually, if you could just Google Gareth Stirrup, you'll find me on Twitter.
The second result. The first result's a porn star.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
No, I didn't Google you. I don't know if that's true.
Okay, yeah, so follow me on Twitter. I tweet about video games. You're getting like little bits of the show every time you read my tweets. And that should tide you over till...
Yeah, a little bit of Gareth every time.
Yeah, and also like our Facebook page.
I think it's called Beard and Tie Podcast.
Yeah, Beard and Tie. You just have to go in and like the Beard and Tie.
Thanks for listening, folks. Can't wait for episode 17.
Yeah, episode 17. It's going to be our start of our fifth month doing this.
Here's to 5 more months.
Yes.
Props. We just had air props. Hope you could feel that over there, buddies.
Okay.
Later.
Laters.